There are obviously different images that people have of God. Some people see him as an all-powerful creator, sort of like the master engineer of the whole universe. He is held in awe and wonder, and because of that, he is detached from us, far away at a distance. He never really lets us get close to him. And then there are others who view him as a harsh judge, exacting punishment for every little mistake that we might make. And we tend to hold him in fear. We never want to get close to someone like that. There is some truth in each of those pictures. God is majestic and awesome in his creative power, and we praise him for his glory. And he will also render judgment, and we will be held responsible for our actions on this earth. But there is another, much more powerful image of God that comes across in our readings today. God is compassionate and loving and life-giving. That seems at times kind of odd to acknowledge when we come face to face every day with the fragility of human life. Sickness and death have been part of the human condition from day one. But God didn't make it that way. The author of our first reading from the Book of Wisdom tells us that God did not make death, nor does he rejoice in the destruction of the living, for he fashioned all things that they might have life. Granted, each of our lives will be touched by death. It's a very personal thing when it strikes one of our own family members or a close friend. Sometimes death comes like a thief in the night, from a tragic accident or a sudden heart attack. At other times, it seems that death comes and camps out on our doorstep as one's wait with a terminal illness such as cancer. And when death hangs around, we experience helplessness in the deepest part of our being. We realize then that we are not in control. And most of us stand helpless, not finding any words to express our pain or words to comfort others in their pain. But we do have help. Like someone clinging to the edge of a cliff by his fingertips, we need to cling to our faith in the darkness of pain and suffering and sickness and death. Just like Jairus and the woman with the hemorrhage in our gospel today, doctors didn't help them. The lady's money had run out. They were desperate. They had nothing left but their faith. And Jesus has come to show us that God is the God of goodness. He is not associated with evil. He is not a vengeful God. He does not desire to punish us. He has come to save us through Jesus Christ. And because we believe, the light of the resurrection shines through the darkness of that cloud that hangs over us. Some of the evils that we encounter are the result of forces beyond our control. Tornadoes, hurricanes, wildfires, droughts, COVID. Others are the natural consequences of our own actions. If we don't take care of ourselves, we're going to get sick. And some even result from our own sinfulness, engaging in destructive behaviors, suffering broken relationships. But no evil originates with God. He does not use evil as a punishment. We don't get cancer because he's angry at us. He does not send AIDS because of immorality. He does not withhold rain because he doesn't like the way we are living. That goes directly against the God that Jesus revealed to us. Jesus showed us the truth about his Father, that God is life, and he wants us to have life to the fullest. As human beings, we still experience the effects of suffering and pain and evil. It's part of our human condition. Sometimes, often, the medical profession can bring us healing. Doctors and nurses are not just scientists. Many perform a real ministry. But eventually, in the end, death will come for all of us. But that's not the final answer to our human condition. There is more. God has created us for life, a gift that will be ours fully and ultimately only in eternity.